And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. I'm talking about this show goes down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Hey, folks, it's 4:35 p.m., go-home time. I know for some of y'all that means, what am I doing for dinner? Let me just suggest something to you. Just Love Coffee Cafe is not going to be your usual drive-through. Let me just say, you might want to check out their menu online. You can actually call ahead and pick it up if you want to. But they've got sandwiches, wraps, salads that you can do breakfast for dinner. They got that thing called the Womlet, which is a giant omelet filled with everything, including tater tots, and they cook it in a waffle iron. I mean, their menu is epic. It's kind of cool. It's different. It's not going to be the usual burger through the drive-thru or chicken fingers on the way home. Just saying. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Do they have coffee? Of course they do. It's Just Love Coffee Cafe, award-winning coffees, good ones. But you might want to check out the menu as well and the atmosphere, all of it. It's just so good. Check them out. Two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road out in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. Do me a favor. Please tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I got a caller online. Is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing, brother?
Doing mighty fine and everything, and wasn't anything political or anything I wanted to speak about, but chocolate-covered bacon. I sent you all my own recipe on that because I found that it was way too sweet if you covered it totally, and I spent quite a bit of time developing a little recipe. And so, when you all get it, do not forget to put the paprika on the one side of the bacon.
So are you serious? Because you actually do make chocolate-covered bacon yourself?
Yeah, chocolate drizzled, I should say.
We may have to have a sampling. I'm pretty sure there's a need for us to find a way to have Brian's chocolate drizzled bacon sometime soon. I just feel it.
We can make it happen. It's a holiday. I've got no problem with that. So.
All right, Brian. By the way, I see it now. I see it on the text string. You sent the full recipe. That's awesome.
Yeah, I had to whip it out of my head because I couldn't find it on the computer at the time because I was in a meeting and listening to you. So.
All right, good enough. Well, don't tell the boss that you were diverting from work to send us the thick sliced bacon chocolate drizzle recipe, all right?
I wasn't. I can multitask fairly well, so I was still keeping up with my work.
All right, Brian, appreciate you, man. Boomer, we gotta cut and paste that thing and get it to us. I feel a holiday. I got to do some cooking now.
Yes.
I mean.
So, my family on the holidays, like Christmas Eve dinner type thing.
Yeah.
We do like an appetizer thing, but we do a family cook-off. And so we don't tell anybody.
Really?
Yeah. So everybody has a dish and we kind of have a idea of the theme for the year. So like one year is like desserts, one year is appetizers, blah, 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 blah. And then no one tells each other the dish. You have to bring the dish. And then we all silently vote on each other's dishes.
Silently vote?
Yeah.
Because no one wants to offend each other on
exactly.
Christmas.
Nobody wants to offend anybody.
So have you won before?
Twice.
Oh, dude.
Yes.
So please, do you recall what the winning dishes were?
One of them was like filet wrapped in, you know, bacon, but they were bites with brown sugar.
So you were saying bacon and brown sugar
yes.
were involved.
I mean, it was all kinds of greatness. And then the other one was like a waffled donut.
What?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And you made it?
Made it.
You're just like a.
I put on my chef hat and everything.
You're just really a Renaissance man. I'm finding out now.
Yeah, but we've gotten some really great dishes out of this. Everybody's really creative.
So now what's going to have to happen is we're going to have a day in here where you play guitar, bring chocolate covered bacon, and entertain the audience. It's going to be.
We'll just go with it.
It's going to be amazing. JT from Lacey Springs has texted in and said, "Warm some Hershey's chocolate and just dip the bacon like salsa." I like it. Hey, listen, I don't know that I'm going to wind up getting into the full triple dipper. What does that mean, Boomer? It was a single dipper day? I mean,
it was a single dipper
day. We had Tuberville and Grand Council both.
Yeah, it was a full day.
Okay.
And that single dipper was pretty full.
I mean,
full
at this point,
well.
If I start a dipper, I'll wind up having about 7 minutes worth of talking time for it.
Yeah.
So I'm saying no. I'm saying I'd rather dip some chocolate than bacon and chocolate than do that. Hey, I got to tell you this, though. I'm looking right now. Let me just go live. And by the way, the phone lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. You can comment on anything we've talked about today. What'd you think about Senator Tuberville calling in? Do you like chocolate dipped bacon. I'll take all of it. 833-687-4448. I got to tell you, a minute ago, if you heard on the Grand Council, I was talking about the fact that Elon Musk just did a total troll operation here. He arrived at Twitter's headquarters ahead of Friday's court-imposed deadline to close his $44 billion acquisition of the social media giant, according to Fox News. Says the Tesla chief executive posted a video, and I'm looking at it. He posted a video to his Twitter account on Wednesday showing him carrying a sink into the building with the caption, "Entering Twitter headquarters, let that sink in." I see what you did. It's like a dad joke, but it was also a $44 billion troll joke is what
that's
it was.
That's exactly, and the picture is awesome.
And then he changed his Twitter profile to Elon Musk, Chief Twit. So he is having fun with this. Well, I looked over here. I found another story. It says the Twitter employee exodus has begun. It says hundreds of employees leave Twitter for jobs with Facebook and Google as the Musk deal approaches. Why? Because they're scared. That's why. Because they're snowflakes. That's why. The very idea that management's going to change. Now, he has said, I will say this, he has said that he is probably going to be, you know, bringing in some major layoffs. Apparently, they are so overstaffed at Twitter, it's bloated. Like, he's talked about even upwards of 75% of the staff. We'll see. That's huge. But they have hundreds of employees. And what's happened, I had an article, I have an article that I'm going to be using in a segment later this week that literally says that the liberals are on, I think it was CNN or MSNBC, they're freaking out because they're thinking, they actually said out loud, if he cuts that many employees, we won't have enough people to help with the censorship. That's kind of the point. So, yeah, Twitter employees are, according to, this is on the Pajama Media, I believe. It says Twitter employees are leaving at rates not seen before as a result of Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk's takeover, Business Insider reports. Several hundred employees have left the media giant in 2022, with 530 leaving in the last... 530 employees left in the...
That's
how many employees do they have? 530 employees have left in the last 90 days. Many have left to go to the competitors, such as Meta, which is the new weird name for Facebook, and Google, the outlet reports. Said it might not be bad news for Musk, however, as the multi-billionaire has reportedly shown intentions of cutting staff by upwards of 75%. Musk is set to close the deal on Friday. Musk offered to buy Twitter in April, then sought to end the acquisition a few months later, resulted in a legal battle, and now he is buying the company. This is going to be crazy.
So the last number I could find was 2018 of employees Twitter has, 3,900.
Wow.
That's a lot of employees.
3,900?
Twitter annual number of employees.
But how can they possibly have that many safe spaces in one headquarters building?
There must be multiple, right?
I mean,
I think there's one in...
Every floor has a cry room. Yeah. You know, they've got
the cry rooms.
That's like cry rooms.
What
they got
the Boohoo basement that I said? The Boohoo. Remember when there was this one talk that we were talking about? They had to create the rooms for their feelings or...
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was awful. That was at a university, and they were talking about leaving. Oh gosh, yes, the cry rooms. We'll make sure that you have a cry room. You shouldn't have to. That was a Georgetown Law School, I believe. That was awful. All right, listen. Phone lines are ringing. I'll wind up taking a call here, and then heading to a break here in just a minute. But I'm just saying, we 500 and how many employees? A bunch have left Twitter in the last 90 days because, well, now they might get cut. And part of it may be, don't want to wait until I'm cut to look for a job. I'm going to go for one right now. But nonetheless, who have I got on the phone there? Oh, is that Lee from Huntsville? Good day to you, Lee. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I wanted to give you a recipe that we make here. I make my own marshmallows, and we make s'mores and add bacon.
Ooh, bacon s'mores.
Yes, it's so good.
Is there a certain kind of bacon, like thick cut, thin cut, maple bacon? What do you do?
To me it doesn't matter. Thick cut works better, but maple's fine, but it doesn't really need anything with the marshmallow and the chocolate. melt it all around it.
And graham crackers too? You're doing the whole thing?
Oh, the whole thing.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Yes, and we toast the marshmallows, but the homemade marshmallows are important.
I'm going to call Charlene and tell her I want bacon s'mores for dinner. That's what I want tonight.
I don't know that she'll agree with that. And I will say this about the energy sector, and you were talking about China and they're making, you know, they're sending out what they think and how they've arranged the world to need. So when we've manufactured this need for energy, because some energy sectors are denied, like coal and sometimes nuclear and things like that, it's done for the benefit of other sectors, such as green power. And we've seen companies like, you know, during Obama's tenure, like Solyndra, make millions, and then it's just gone.
Yeah.
And it's funded by the American people. And we're just going to keep funding these boondoggles until somebody, and I don't really honestly know how, is held responsible. But most of the items made by China are garbage. They're not quality. They don't work well. They fail. The solar barely, it never doesn't pay for itself.
No, you're totally right. Does it work? It produces energy, sure. But does it produce energy on the level we need to support a grid? No, not at all.
No.
And you're referring to that story I had earlier with the Chinese. They're making a ton of money right now selling solar panels to European markets who got themselves so tied into green energy and Russian gas that they can't power up their systems now. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the same in the U.S., Europe, U.S., whatever. They just want some industries to be vilified so that they're the Chinese are padding the pockets of people doing it. So
all of that and bacon s'mores, too. Thanks, Lee. We appreciate
bacon
you. Have a great night. All right, Boomer, take us to a break. We'll go ahead and take that last break of the day. Come right back and finish up. Folks, I got to tell you, if you want to call in, love to hear it. 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. Y'all call in. Bacon s'mores. My gosh.
That sounds good.
That was epic. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative. Just plain right. Hey, before I jump over to the phones again, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, they've been with us since this show started. I was actually just texting back and forth with one of their folks a moment ago. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. They are just amazing at getting people and jobs synced up. If you're looking for a job, if you're looking for a job right now, they've got major jobs posted all over North Alabama with big-time employer groups. Yeah, just check them out, ZLAUSA.com. They're posted on there now. But you can also, by the way, if you are an employer needing to fill out the ranks of your workforce, you can also get that done. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. They can do all of it. And it doesn't matter whether it's onesies and twosies or, for that matter, whether it's a full shift, blue collar, white collar, no collar, doesn't matter. ZLA Solutions, they are good at what they do. And they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. That's their mission in life, make your business better. Give them a call. Check them out, ZLAUSA.com, ZLA Solutions. Tell them you heard about it on the Right Side, please. Jumping over to, by the way, Boomer, you had a text real quick. What was that last text we had about Jimmy from Moulton, I think?
Jimmy from Moulton, he was like, we need to have a ruffian day so that we can all get together and have bacon s'mores.
Nice.
Yes, that's a great idea.
May I have a Right Side Ruffian cookbook, too. Ooh. With some of this craziness in it. Like, you know.
Ruffian cookbook.
Yeah, we'll have Lee's bacon s'mores. We'll have
way to cook.
We'll have Brian's chocolate drizzled bacon, thick cut bacon. Oh, my gosh. We'll have your whatever that was you did for the...
That'd be a good cookbook right there.
I'm saying.
That...
It's got bacon and chocolate. All we need is caffeine, and you got all the food groups. Jeff from Indiana on line one. Jeff Rowe, how you doing, man?
I'm going through Nashville. Don't need to ask.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. My. Well, that means you're probably sitting still right now.
Close. But know, the Democrats and everything, they're always talking about how highbrow and high more so much intelligence that the Democrats are than the Republicans, you know. They have all the institutions of higher learning, you know. And, you know, after looking at the few clips of Fetterman and Dr. Oz and everything, you know, the Democrats basically have to be completely brain dead. I mean, it's, you know, they, I was wondering who's going to vote for Fetterman, but then I got to thinking, well, he's more cognitive than Sleepy Joe.
Wow. Wow. You know.
Well, it's the truth.
I watched the other day, and it was like, how is this real when I saw President Biden literally begin to doze off in the middle of an interview? Did you see that clip?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that. And it's like some of their other politicians. They're basically some of the dumbest people, just like, I guess, the Georgia congressman that thought that people on Guam would get too many people on Guam and the island would flip over.
Yes, I recall that. And the general who, or the admiral who he was talking to, looked at him and said, Congressman, I really don't believe that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, I mean, you think your politicians have any intelligence whatsoever. I mean, they could be replaced by a fourth grader and probably be more intelligent.
But I watch, too, and some of them get reelected and reelected, like, you know, without trying to diss too hard on people. I look at, like, Maxine Waters and think, how do you get reelected constantly? How does that even happen? But they do. Well, they reelect constantly.
You know, and what does that say about the Democratic voter? I mean, these people, I can see if you're low information, because when I was on vacation, I purposely didn't.
Oh, did we lose him? Oh.
So, I mean.
Hey, Jeff, you cut out there for a second. You said you're on vacation and did what?
I purposely didn't watch the news.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, I was clueless. And, you know, and these people that don't watch the news, and if they only watch left-wing news, they don't have a clue.
Well, I was saying.
You know,
I was
a
saying,
lot of people out there right now that don't know, you know, that we're having an invasion at the southern border.
No, and which is amazing. No, yeah, I mean, I know I stay immersed in it because it's my gig. It's what I do for a living. Charlene was telling me this morning that she saw a panel of reporters who were at the Fetterman and Oz debate, and that one of the reporters said she was getting nothing out of sitting there in the press pool. So she left and went to a local bar and sat there watching it in the bar, but that way she got to gauge the reactions of people who were watching it in the bar. And she said she was shocked by how many people had no idea until the debate came on that Fetterman was actually impaired. They didn't realize, which means they haven't been paying attention.
Well, if you don't watch right-wing news, you wouldn't.
Well, it's probably true.
You know,
you're right.
It's a kabuki show. Let's hide this stuff over here, you know. Put out something, you know, that you don't even see.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kabuki theater.
All right, man. Hey, listen, be careful on the road. We're about to go to the final break, and you just be careful, Jeff. We'll talk to you again here sometime soon.
I'm moving again. That's all that matters.
That's good. All right, we'll see you, bud. Hey, jumping over to the text line before we wrap things up. Brian from Huntsville just texted in and says, a cookbook? He says, try bacon-wrapped water chestnuts with kiwi and pepper jack cheese. He's just making stuff up now. Brian's just making stuff up now. Louie from Arab says, jalapenos stuffed with sausage and wrapped in bacon. Holy smokes. Oh, man, that's just getting craziness. Now, Tracy from Athens texted in and said, chocolate-covered bacon, that's heaven. I agree, Tracy. And then, of course, there's that Jimmy from Moulton you read out a while ago about we need to have a right-side ruffian day. That's right, bunch of right-side ruffians eating bacon. That's Boomer, we got to figure this out. We got to have a potluck. A bacon potluck.
Ooh, I like this idea. We may have to work on this, work this out.
All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys have an amazing night. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. Maybe I'll get more than one dipper done tomorrow, Boomer. That'd be amazing.
We'll see.
All right, we'll see. You guys have a great night. We'll see you then.